Frankie, how long have you got?
how long have you got?
I'm pretty sure the roller coasters have got ups as well as downs as well, to be honest, John. It's been pretty much one direction this season for Bolton. Where do we start? Well, the bottom line is that we're really getting to the crux of the ownership issue. I don't need to remind Leeds fans, by the way, of how complicated this could be. But this we're basically boiling down now to a single issue. It looks as if new ownership, Dean Holdsworth, the ex-Bolton striker, obviously played for Wimbledon and various other clubs. He's leading a consortium called Sports Shield. They're trying to buy the club. If he doesn't succeed before a court appearance on Monday over an unpaid tax bill, the strong likelihood is that Bolton Wanderers will be in administration, and that means a 12-point deficit and almost certain relegation. So, you know, the chances are that tomorrow's game against Leeds could be their last as a Championship club for some time.
Very concerning that, and such a shame to see Bolton Wanderers the fall from grace. And I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? While the matters on the pitch are very important, the main thing has to be to guarantee the safety of the club going forward.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, you know, the worst case scenario would be liquidation, and that would just be, you know, would be terrible. If the club has to take a step back and it be League One next season, Leeds are proof positive that, you know, you can bounce back from that. It took them a while. It probably took them longer than they wished to. But plenty of other clubs have done it. I think, you know, Leicester are at the top of the Premier League at the minute, and they went down to League One not too long ago. Bournemouth and Manchester City even have dipped that far. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunity to come back and to build again. So I think Bolton fans are putting a brave face on it. And if that is what happens, that's what happens. But strangely enough, Neil Lennon, he refuses to give up. There's 12 games to go, and provided that administration doesn't get piled on top of him, he fancies his chances.
Yeah, it must be very worrying at the moment. And as you say, it seems that you're quite concerned about the future of the club and how it's going to go. But all they can do is keep going out there and doing what they could do on the pitch. And what's the state of play right now on the pitch? What are we looking out for tomorrow? Which players should we be looking out for? Have we got any injuries that we need to talk about here, or what?
Not too many on the injuries front. Liam Trotter might come back into things. He was playing really well before he picked up a hamstring injury a couple of weeks ago. Bolton are playing the best football of the season. There's no two ways about that. They pushed Burnley really, really close last week, and you know, they've picked up a couple of wins against Rotherham and MK Dons. So, you know, they're making a little bit of a fight of it. They're still prone to individual errors, but there are a couple of scrappers in there. You look out for the young defender Rob Holding. He really is a classy act. Zach Clough, quite a bit's been written about him now. He's not really a surprise anymore, but he's certainly the great white hope up front for Bolton. And then in midfield, the captain, Darren Prattley, he's been playing really well at the minute. He's a scrapper, real physical presence. So those three really are the spine of the team at the minute. You've got a goalkeeper in Paul Rachubka that's coming back, and I don't think Leeds fans have got terribly many great memories of Paul Rachubka, if the YouTube clips are to be considered. But it'd be an interesting afternoon, I think.
And obviously, when you look at Neil Lennon, he, over the last few weeks, has said that the fight is still there in the players. I mean, a couple of late goals have been conceded as well as them wins. And when you look at it, Bolton at one point looked completely dead and buried. Now, obviously, if there's a points deduction, that probably will be the case. But now there seems to be a real fight from the players.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, as I said before, they're playing their best football, all things considered, in the whole season. So you can only really ask for the players to scrap and to do what they can. There's no question that Neil Lennon's been operating with two hands tied behind his back. There's been no finances there. He hasn't spent a penny. And on top of that, you know, there are obvious issues that the fans have taken with tactical things and that kind of thing that happens when you're losing games. So, you know, it hasn't been happy. It hasn't been pleasant at all. But at the minute, they're making the best fist they can of it, really. And, you know, it's not impossible, is it? I mean, if you're talking about a team that's 7 points away from top place, for example, you wouldn't exactly write them off completely from winning the title. Yet, we're 7 points away from safety, and people are writing Bolton off left, right and centre. So, I don't know. You only need one win to go your way, results to go your way on the same day, and all of a sudden the gap closes and it all becomes possible again.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it? You know, like you say, you just need that one result to go your way and things could get a lot better. Now, thinking that maybe that result could be against a bit of a beleaguered Leeds side. You know, they've had their problems, especially over the past week, and we've seen comments from the manager today. There's been plenty from Steve Evans' press conference. Oh, my word, plenty of chat from that. Massimo Cellino's had his say. Even his children have had their say on social media. You may have noticed today as well. Mm-hmm. Leeds, they've got Chris Wood looking like he's coming back. They've got a number of players there who should be ready to make a point. Do you think Bolton could take advantage of those players maybe just trying a bit too hard and then slipping up a bit?
Well, you live in hope as a Bolton fan, but I mean, I watched Leeds against Brighton the other night, and they looked, you know, far, far removed from the team that played against Bolton in the Cup and beat them in the Cup. Really impressed with Leeds, certainly in the first half in that game. And you know, Steve Evans looked like he's got a nice little balance to his side. He made some decent additions. But the wheels have come off a little bit. So, you know, from a Bolton perspective, you hope you have caught Leeds at a bad time. You know, Leeds always seems to be an undercurrent of something going on there, doesn't it? You can never just have a nice, easy few months as a Leeds fan. So, you know, you do hope that Bolton can catch them on one of those days where something's going to go wrong and they're going to hit the headlines for the wrong reasons again. But I'm very sure that Steve Evans will have his team ready and hoping to produce a reaction from that Brighton result.
Yeah, it's never easy, is it? It never really isn't. And let's just think about this game. How do you think it's going to go then? Do you think Bolton can come and pull off a bit of an upset in a way and put more pressure on Steve Evans? Or is it a bit more inevitable that the victory is going to come here at Elland Road for Leeds?
If I had to stick my neck out, I would say that you've caught Bolton at a bad time, and that I think Bolton will come away with a win. I've just got this sneaky suspicion that Bolton haven't won away from home since April, and this just could be their weekend. Really scrappy game, I'm predicting, but I fancy Bolton just to nick it.
Oh, were you thinking 1-0 maybe?
1-0. Go on, I'll have 1-0.